KPMG, we get straight to the point about everything, and that includes the Singapore budget.
Budget 2019 will be delivered by Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat in just 4 days, and it will focus on areas of education, healthcare, security and defence. But as Singapore moves towards being a smart nation, embracing technology and innovation is going to be crucial. So how would the budget address this area? Well, based on a recent report by Randstad, the employment scene for the technology sector will be bullish this year, with demand exceeding supply. Plus, the report also states that the fintech sector in Singapore is also in what they call a hyper-growth stage. You know what? Let's find out more about the tech sector in Singapore. Jovanis Chandra, Head of Technology Sector, KPMG, with me this morning. Jovanis, could you start off by telling us the state of the tech sector today?
Good morning. I think the tech sector in Singapore is a vibrant one. I think in the last 3 years, we've seen explosion in terms of a lot of enterprises and our client taking up a lot of digital transformation initiative. Mm-hmm. And all those digital transformation initiatives are leveraging technologies. So as a result of that, a lot of our clients are adopting new business model, new services, and also new products and services in technology to actually implement a new business model.
And then in terms of the upcoming budget, what could that do in terms of the technology sector?
Well, I think one of the key areas that we focus on is about leveraging new technology for Singapore to be even a smarter nation, mm-hmm. right? Our ambition, our point of view is Singapore should be the next Silicon Valley, especially in Asia-Pacific region. So to do that, we believe that leveraging technology like Internet of Things, IoT, is a very important to actually leverage us to be a more smarter nation going forward.
Jovanis Chandra, Head of Technology Sector, KPMG. We're talking about the tech sector in Singapore, mm-hmm. and we've spoken a lot about how we aim to be a smart nation. How can, you know, establishing ourselves as a smart nation benefit the country regionally and globally?
I think leveraging Singapore to be a center for a smart city hub will be important for Singapore, because we want to attract the latest technology companies to come to Singapore. We want to get the best talent in IoT technologies to come to Singapore. And we also want to get a lot of new business model and business ideas to come up from Singapore so that we can become a smarter nation, right? Mm-hmm. And today we see that in many, many industries. So let me give you an example in healthcare and treatment of aging populations. So we see today the use of sensors, wearables to treat all the patients so that through these new technologies, all the patient does not have to come to hospital. So as a result of that, there is savings on the elderly because they don't have to travel. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, the patient can be monitored by the doctors remotely, right? And then there's a lot more data coming out from that census for doctors to analyze the patients going forward. So I think it's a win-win for everyone in that respect. But we see that in other industries, such mm-hmm. as in transport, through autonomous vehicle, satellite-based ERP pricing that will be coming soon. And also in other sector like property through the use of sensors so that you can minimize electricity and also the use of air conditions, depending on how many people is in the room.
Jovanis, finally, you brought up Internet of Things, mm-hmm. IoT. It's growing so rapidly at this stage right now, mm-hmm. because so many people have tried to adopt it. How can the government make it easier for Internet of Things to be adopted here in Singapore?
So we have two point of view on this. Point number one was about encouraging establishment of IoT ecosystem. And the second one is the support from government to drive higher IoT adoptions. Let me talk to the first one. So in terms of the establishing Singapore as the IoT ecosystem, we want Singapore to be the smart city hub for the Asia-Pac region. Through this, we believe that there'll be a lot more technology, capital, and talent that then can service Singapore enterprises and also for the rest of the regions. We can do this in many ways. One is to give some sort of concessionary tax rate for organizations who are deriving IoT-enabled technology mm-hmm. for smart city program. The second one is to bring international expert to come to Singapore. As a result of that, the industry become more vibrant. And the third one is through the setup of infrastructure that support IoT by setting up a sandbox environment for organization to co-innovate together, right? So I think that's one way. The second way we think the adoption of IoT can be more persuasive is through the user adoptions. So in that regards, again, there are three initiatives that we encourage. The first one is to encourage demand, where government can encourage a lot more public-private partnership in Singapore, train the talent of our people in Singapore by enhancing training subsidies for organizations who wants to be trained on IoT technologies. And then the third one is all about promoting and protecting new business model innovation by extending intellectual property development incentive.
We've been touching on the tech sector in Singapore, and I've been speaking with Jovanus Chandra, head of technology sector KPMG. Budget 2019 will be released on the 18th of February.
Visit insightsfromtheinside.com now for more straight to the point perspectives on Budget 2019, brought to you by KPMG.